Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. This morning, before we get started, I wanted to read a couple of verses that I really found important. And they just continue to hit home how important it is for us to have our quiet time, our solitude, where we seek out God's face, we seek out His Word, we seek out Him, and truly commune with Him and get ourselves right. And the example I'm using is Jesus. And Jesus needed to constantly be in touch with God. And He really showed the example of what we should do. So we're going to read from Luke 9. We're going to also read Mark chapter 1 and Matthew 14 and Matthew 26. So in Luke 9, verse 18, it says, "Once when Jesus was praying in private and His disciples were with Him." So Jesus was praying in private. "As He was praying, the appearance of His face changed, and His clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning." That was Luke 9:29. In Mark 1:35, it says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where He prayed." In Matthew 14:23, it says, After he had dismissed them, He went up on a mountainside by Himself to pray. And lastly, in Matthew 26:39, it says, "Going a little further, He fell on His face to the ground and prayed." So Jesus communed with God on a regular basis, constantly. Jesus felt the need to be in touch with God all the time. Often, He was by Himself. He went off and found a place that He could be quiet and just commune with God. To me, that's such an important example for myself, because often I do not go by myself. And I've been making it a purpose or a habit in the mornings to get up very early and just sit and read, listen to music, and rest in Him. And that's really so important for me. When I don't do that, I tend to get wrapped up in the day-to-day stuff, and the minor becomes major, and my focus is off of God. So with that in mind, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank You for this time. We come before You, united in our love for You, in our gratefulness for Your salvation and Your grace and Your mercy. And we come, Holy Spirit, seeking You out, that You would pray the perfect prayer for us. When we don't know what to say, when we don't know what to pray, You provide the words, You provide the insights, You provide the prayer. So I ask that You would guide us as we pray to the Lord, and we come before Him seeking His help. Because He is the Creator of all, not only does He deserve praise, but it makes no sense not to. So, Father, we thank You for all You've done, Your mercy and Your grace, Your power of creating the world, and yet Your kindness and Your gentleness to us. Lord, we just lift up this nation to You. We lift up this country. So much turmoil, so much attack. It's because it stood for You. You were the foundation of this land. And that's why it gets attacked. Because Satan is coming against this nation. Satan is trying to damage this world. as much as he can before you come back. And Lord, I just pray that the United States would stand, would turn back to you and be that buffer. I pray, Lord, that we would seek you out as a country, that the people would get on their knees, that the people would persevere in their seeking of you, that those who don't even know you, which is so many as we've seen, but they have that hole in their heart that only you can fill. I pray that, Holy Spirit, you would guide them back to you. I pray, Lord, that we would reach out to them as neighbors, as friends, and that we wouldn't sit there and complain with them and grouse with them, but instead that we would show them the way, the peace and the satisfaction that's in you, how the hole in the heart is filled. Father, I just lift up this time, this nation to you, this day, and I pray that you, Holy Spirit, would guide us as we speak to others and as we go about our work and our business today, that we would be that light upon the hill. No one lights a lamp to put it in to cover it. A lamp is lit in order to let the light shine. And I pray, Father, I ask that our light would shine in this nation, that your light that's in us would shine in this nation. Not our individual light, but yours. May this nation be blessed again by you. And I stand against the forces of evil. In Jesus' name, not in my power. Lord knows that's useless. But in your power, Father God. Holy Spirit, strengthen us to do your will, to support and help this nation come back, even if it's in just one person, one small way. May we do what we can do to help this nation come back to you. And Father, I lift up our families during this time, this turmoil. There is so much danger, so much anger, hatred, financial distress, corruption in this land, and our families are facing it. Lord, I pray for our families. Holy Spirit, work in our families' lives. Where there's depression, I pray that you bring healing. Where there's addiction, I pray for healing. Where there's depression, where there's financial woe, I pray for prosperity upon them. Lord God, we love our families. I pray that you would place your angels about them. Guard them from the evil one. Guard them from harm. Holy Spirit, move in their lives, I pray. As we're being attacked for standing in the gap, Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us so we can continue to stand for our families, for our nation, for our loved ones. Lord Jesus, I pray for your blood upon our children to cleanse them, to bless them, to heal them. Holy Father, I just ask for your mercy upon our loved ones. Be with them today. May they feel your presence, Lord God. Holy Spirit, touch them and talk to them and move their hearts. And Father, for us, I just pray for your forgiveness where we've fallen short. And I ask, Lord, for the strength to do your will, to stand for our families, to stand for our nation, to stand for you, most importantly. May we love you. May we grow with you, or grow in you. And may we do your will. I ask, Father, for the ability to love you with all my heart and soul, and my neighbor as myself. Where there's fear, where there's anxiety, where we have depression, where we may have illness, I ask, Father, for us to be healed too, and for us to do your will, to walk in your way. And may we live a life today that's worthy of you. May the grumbling stop. May the fear be covered and removed by your love and faith in you, knowledge in you of who you are. Father, I thank you for all. I praise you. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.